Well, I seemed a little quiet in here this morning, but I guess blame it on the snow or blame it on the hockey game. Or, you know, last time that we had a hockey game, my usually somewhat quiet wife went crazy. She's jumping on the couch and she was yelling so loudly that the cat threw up. I kid you not. This time, I didn't get to see whether she was bouncing on the couch or not because I was still fast asleep. So I was calling the shots from my pillow as to how it would have been going, and I only to find out that the good guys won this morning, so that's good. So I don't know if she was bouncing up and down or not, but that's funny what sports do to people, right? People just lose it, go crazy. Anyway, turn with me in your Bibles, if you would. Psalm 84, just to give a thought of this great favor that God likes to do. I've called this praying with all your heart. And, I'll explain that as I get to it. Psalm 84, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows, has it got an echoey sound to it? Yeah, so I thought. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing, here's that phrase, no good thing does he withhold from those that walk uprightly. I suggest to you that there are two earnest, ongoing prayers that probably never actually end. They are prayers that we offer up continuously, because they are the only two things that God wants us to lay hold of. There's many other things that are similar, but it's not the same. These are two earnest, ongoing petitions that the Lord invites us. He's come, pray this prayer. Pray, ask for this, and then ask for that. So petition number one is the wisdom and knowledge that comes from the fear of the Lord. In Psalm 111, verse 10, it reads like this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and those who practice it have good understanding, His praise endures forever. I'm not smart enough to pull off all that God would like to do. I require huge, colossal amounts of wisdom. If I am going to be a wise man who walks in wisdom, if you are going to be a wise man who walks in wisdom, or a wise woman who walks in wisdom, then you need to be praying this prayer, the prayer for wisdom. It's ongoing, and it should probably permeate most of our prayer meetings. Say, Lord, grant us wisdom. Grant us your wisdom. We'll never get it right. We're not smart enough. We're not quick enough. We need this. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't ask for wisdom, it suggests that you don't need wisdom, which wouldn't be true, because we do. In James chapter 1, verse 5, he said, if any of you lacks wisdom, that'd be me. See, and the fact that I know lots, and the older I get, the more I realize, I know lots of things. But that never helps me until I ask for the wisdom of the Lord. And as I ask for the wisdom of the Lord, then he gives. And it says he gives generously to all without reproach. He doesn't bawl you out for wanting wisdom. He doesn't yell at you or scream at you or rebuke you because you want wisdom. It's one of the things that he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let me ask you, how much wisdom have you been asking for lately? I suspect that if it's like much of us, we kind of wing it. We're probably okay. We're going to do okay. And then somebody says, well, what about the wisdom of the Lord? We lack it. We must have it. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. One of the reasons why I must daily ask for wisdom, not just because there's a big thing coming down the pike towards me, but because every day, the challenges of a day are greater than what I possibly could meet, and for you too. But when I pray for wisdom, I take on a meekness where I don't have all the answers, and I desperately need words from the Lord. The meekness of wisdom. See, the opposite is the arrogance of doing your own thing, of saying, I think he's got this under control. But if you have, this is what the writer says, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above. See, this is the wisdom that we're at. It descends. We don't have it. We ask for it. And I can see sometimes when people are starting a ministry, planting a church or launching a ministry of some kind, oh, there's a lot of prayer goes up. Lord, grant wisdom. Lord, grant wisdom. Lord, grant wisdom. And it's funny later as you move along, and even our own church. I know that in the beginning days when Val and I came here, we were often regularly crying out to the Lord for wisdom. And I've noticed not so much now. Not so much. Oh, occasionally if something's going crazy, but I find myself, isn't that funny how I think that we can, because we're familiar with things and we know how to do this and we know how to do that and we've got this place and we've got these good people and we've got all the other things. And therefore, I do not avail myself the way I did when I said, Lord, this is going to have to be you. This is going to have to be you. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but this jealousy, selfish ambition, boasting, being false to the truth. For this, that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, even demonic. Wisdom that's not from above, but from below, I would suggest. That's where that comes from. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. That's how I can tell what kind of wisdom you're getting, what kind of wisdom I have, what kind of wisdom you might be exercising. If there's jealousy, selfish ambition, if these things exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is pure. Then peaceable, doesn't cause rift, there's not contentions, there's not backbiting and schism. It's peaceable. It's gentle. That's how I can tell. It's gentle. Open to reason. Full of mercy. Full of good fruits. It's impartial. And it's sincere. That's how you know what kind of wisdom you have. If it meets that criteria. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Say, oh, Lord, grant me wisdom like that. That all of my life, you see, I think there are moments where we decided to wing it ourselves and it cost us. It cost us. It was a bad decision. We didn't seek the mind of the Lord. We didn't pray about it. We didn't call out to the Lord. We just did it. And now we have the result of it. So it's a really serious thing. It's a prayer that you will find yourself praying for your entire life if you understand what I'm going to be saying here. It's just so absolutely crucial that we can't advance at all until we say, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. I can't do this. You must do this through me, and it must be to the glory of God. It must be wisdom that's from above. Not an arrogant thing, and there's not a bit of arrogance to this kind of wisdom. It's just we're looking to the Lord daily. Imagine your life, if that's a request, that you never will stop praying that. long as you're in this body, at any time, whatever age you would be, it doesn't matter. You will find, say, Lord, grant wisdom. Lord, grant wisdom. I receive of your wisdom. We can't advance, Lord, without knowing. We just don't know enough about life to wing it on by ourselves. So, as James simply tells us, that it just yields a great harvest. When we look back and we say, wow, we never would have got that right but the Lord. Had it not been for the Lord. Had it not been for the Lord. Had it not been for the Lord. We say we're just grateful for his wisdom. How he told us to pick that and not that. To go with that person, not that person. So on starting a business, the same thing. Just seeking the wisdom of God so you make right decisions. So one thing I would suggest you do, if you haven't done, you may have already done it. Probably most of you are pretty well finished reading through the Psalms. Well, that was a great read. I'm going to do now. I'm going to sing my way through the Psalms. I'll wait till Val's out of the house, and then I'll launch. And some of the greatest songs have never been recorded. You know that. Until I finish. But I'll wait till she's out of the house, and I'm going to start with Psalm 1, because I marked each psalm that is actually a song that but different churches that I know of, we sang that song. And so I'm going to sing. I thought that would be it. Then I'll remember these forever once they become down. I think there's 55 of them. So I'll just find a little corner spot and sing that rather than just pray it. So if you've done that, it might be a good idea to search out and to meditate over every scripture, especially in the book of Proverbs, that touches on wisdom and knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Just go through your Bible. You might want to take a pencil or a pen and just underline some of those. Proverbs is an amazing book. And the promise is that that you will be wiser if you read this. And if I read this, I'll be wiser. So, why is this prayer so important? Why is it so important that we pray, that we'll meditate on wisdom and wisdom and wisdom and wisdom and knowledge and knowledge and knowledge and the fear of the Lord? In other words, we're afraid to advance. We're afraid to be presumptuous because we know that we'll get ourselves in serious trouble that may take half a lifetime to correct. How we lack wisdom, right? Don't we? As a people, as a group, as individuals, we need oodles of it. Oodles of it. So if you get a word of wisdom, there are words of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of wisdom that come from God, and there's no way you could have known it because you didn't know that, but God has promised it. So why is this prayer so important? Well, I can only speak for my own self here, but this is what I suspect. It's important because I fear and I detest impulsiveness. Why? Because I'm impulsive. I'm impulsive. And I, good idea. I see, I'm easily excited, I'm easily bored. Have been my whole life. And I probably will be that way. And thus, I need God's wisdom. Because I fear and I detest impulsiveness. I'll be launching out this, we'll lay hold of that, we'll do this crazy thing. What was I thinking? What was I thinking about that? Seems like such a good idea. Because somebody thought it was a good idea and I went along with them. I can't tell you how many times that I've gone along with people thinking, well, they seem like a nice person, and I shouldn't have gone along with them. But I got caught up in it. That's the first reason. Second reason, because of rashness. Rashness. I'm very rash. Things done in a hurry. Corners cut. Taking shortcuts in the Christian life. Thinking that you can bypass this and this when you can't. So, rashness, another reason. Number three, this prayer is important for me because I fear presumption. I know a lot about presumption. I'm presuming all the time. And thus, if I do not fill my heart and ask the Lord that the wisdom of God would be mine, that I would walk in his wisdom and walk in his knowledge and walk in the fear of the Lord, meaning so caught. See, every one of us here need to be run a little scared. Run a little scared. So I say, well, you're not going to get in trouble now. Look, you know, you're in your 60s now, so what? No, I wouldn't worry about you. It doesn't be a problem for you now. You're pretty well at the end, are you? Listen, you know this is true. You can go to the bank with this. There is no fool like an old fool. Some of the craziest things have been done by people who were older. And I thought, what? I guess who knows why they did what they did. But so in other words, I'm a little afraid. I'm a little cautious. I'd rather go a little slower. Have you prayed about this? That's a great question. Have you prayed about this? Did you commit this to the Lord? Did you in all your ways acknowledge him that he would direct your paths? That's the criteria. So I fear presumption. And lastly, I fear the lack of knowledge and wisdom in spiritual matters. You can't store up wisdom and say, no, I must be quite a mature person. No, I must be a very wise person because I've been storing it up. Can't be stored up. It's moment by moment. It's as you ask the Lord for his guidance in that incident, and then on that incident, and this one over here, because you had a sense of, you lack knowledge, don't know how to handle things. And much of our flesh will say, oh, I can handle this. Well, not if you understand spiritual matters are different. And I fear that I will make mistakes if I go in my personality, if I go in my makeup. I'll do something and it will hurt. It'll affect. It will have an effect on individuals and maybe even on the church. So those are the reasons that I have to run. My whole life I've been running a little bit. Just running. I'm not talking about running away from anything. Just that I run a little scared. In other words, take heed lest you fall. Because you only have to be around for a while in this life and realize, wow, how did they get so far off? How did that church get so far off? How did that individual get so far off? What happened on that? How come that thing went sideways? What was going on or what was not going on in that situation? So the prayer, number one prayer, priority one prayer, is that you pray with all your heart and all your will for wisdom and knowledge. Cry out for it. The Bible tells us that Scripture, she stands at the end of the street and she calls out. She calls out. Here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. And how great it is when we're able to say, yes, I'm going to clothe myself in the wisdom of the Lord. I'm going to clothe myself. That I can walk in this Christian life in his will and doing his will, getting the right time. The timing is so important too. What's the Lord saying? What are we sensing about the Lord? Have we prayed about it? So we pray with all of our heart and will for wisdom and for knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. And so we train our spiritual ears. Oh, God, give me ears to hear. We train our spiritual ears to listen for the wisdom and the understanding and the guidance that comes from God and from God alone. No other way to get that. And when you come to the place where you don't feel you need to pray about it, you're going to find yourself, you'll pay for that. Life will punish you for that. And all the things, the decisions that must be made, the directions that must be taken, the things that you need to know for raising your children, things that you need to know for operating your business. So many things that you need to know. So many things to steer a church. So many things can go sideways and backwards and frontwards and every other direction and say, man, how did that do? Well, we didn't pray about it. We didn't ask for the wisdom of God to protect us. So we train our spiritual ears, and after a while, you begin to get better at this, to have a sense of it, that I sense. We seldom should we say, the Lord said. Can you agree with me on that? Very seldom we should be very careful what the Lord said. I think it's better if you say, I'm sensing this. And then we can discern that, whether we feel that's from the Lord or not. But I sense that this is what God is saying. I don't know for sure. I'm not saying God said this, but I am saying I sense this and that. So many times when we train our spiritual ears, because we were accurate that time, there's a good chance we'll be accurate the next time, because it's the same. I recognize that voice again as the voice and the guidance that comes from God. He has promised to order, if we order our steps, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And so we can be absolutely sure. We don't need to wonder, will God give us wisdom? He's the one that's saying, ask me for wisdom. He's the one that's doing it. It's not God coming to him. He said, I'm inviting you that every day of your life, ask for wisdom about how you should walk and how you should order your life. So to listen to God in prayer and throughout the whole scriptures, that's really what it means to practice the fear of the Lord. To listen to God each day through his word and just from anything else that we sense that might be the Lord saying, but we submit it to the scriptures. Because that's how we receive the wisdom and the knowledge from on high. It's to be led of the Lord. And it's to abide in union with him. Oh, how beautiful is that? So the first petition is to pray for wisdom from on high. And I would recommend that you do that like each day. I rather than have certain days, just each day. Make it a point of your prayer. Say, Lord, today I ask for your wisdom. I ask for your knowledge, and I want to walk in the fear of the Lord. And pray it again. You might pray it throughout the day. Just say, Lord, grant your wisdom. I don't know what I should do. I'm not going to try and figure everything out because I can't live long enough. So I'm going to ask you for wisdom. Keep us on track. May we not sign that thing that we were once sure of until we really feel we've prayed over it. Did you pray over that business decision? Did you pray over that family decision? Much harm is done because we were impulsive. We were rash. We were presumptuous. And you look back, you say, oh, I went into that too. I should have thought through the implications of it, but I didn't. No, and God is very faithful to forgive us. But we get this opportunity to get it right. And I say, oh, God, I really want to be a man of wisdom. And don't you want to be a man of wisdom, a woman of wisdom? That you are known in the church as somebody who is wise. Not wise because they know so much, but wise because they listen to the Lord. And that can be you and it can be me. So the first petition, to pray for wisdom from on high. Now the second one, well, let me say a few more things about that. So to seek wisdom is to cherish and seek the mind and the will of God in order to obey it. The reason we're asking for wisdom, because we're going to obey it. We're not going to say, Lord, give me wisdom, see what comes out here. But it's, Lord, give me wisdom that I will know what to do, and I will do the will of God. Seek the mind and the will of God in order to obey it. So that's the beautifulness of that, is seeking the mind of God. How would you ever do something more wiser than that? For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Guarding the paths of justice, now here it is, and watching over the way of his saints. When you leave here today, is anything sweeter than this, that he is going to watch over you? Because of the, and keep you on the paths of justice. Watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. I don't want to come to the end of my life, and I know you don't want either, where we come to the end of our lives and how did we get here? What happened? Some rabbit trail. Your life is just sidelined. I don't ever want to be on the shoulder of life wondering how I got there so far out of the will of God. I'm just saying, just heartbroken because I got out of the will of God. I didn't seek his face. I thought it was a good idea. I got caught up in the emotion of it. And now here I am, out of gas and out of luck. Stuck. No, I don't know what to do. Got myself in a situation. And because I lacked the wisdom and the knowledge, and I did not walk in the fear of the Lord, I went in my own. I think I'm okay. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Oh, it seems God must be in it. It's like the time I've told this for years. We were going to get a different car. So I just slipped into the showroom, and there was this Mercedes sports coupe, and I got in it. And I said to Val, I said, she was on the outside looking in, I said, I think God wants me to have this. She says, yeah. I said, why do you think? I said, well, I wouldn't feel this way if he didn't want me to have it, right? You see the thing? That's how guys think. God must want me to have it because I want to have it. And she says, get out and get in the Toyota. But it seems, the smell of the leather, I don't know what it was, but it seemed like God would be in that. He wasn't. And because I have a wise wife who protects us. So this pathway that God has for us, how wonderful. Every good path, he said, he'll guide you. For when? Through your whole life. So when you come to the end of your life, you'll still be doing the will of God, still enjoying the fruits of that, repenting of any bad decision you made. But that's how you can cancel. If there's some kind of a curse on you because you went to too many bad roads, just repent. Just say, Lord, I've been impulsive, I've been rash, I've been presumptuous, and I know that's not your will. I know your will is that I would trust in your wisdom and your knowledge and walk in the fear of the Lord. So I'm doing that, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you. He's very happy to put us back on the highway. Right? He's very anxious that we would get back, on, regardless of where it was and what the reason we ended up on out of gas and out of luck. So, because here's the phrase, for wisdom will come into your heart. That is so precious. Wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. For when? Your whole life. You know what this is worth in the world? There's people who pay fortunes to get what you can have from the Lord. You know, there's seminars on this. And God says, seek me. I'll guide you. I'll direct you. Listen to my voice. Be prepared to obey me. Right? Be prepared to obey me. And wisdom, will come into your heart. Why? Because you asked me. You asked me to. When pride comes, Proverbs 11, 2 and 3, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. There's a humility that comes with wisdom. It just is. It's just built in. And there's all types of things. Pride is the downfall for so many of us, isn't it? And with the humble, there's wisdom. See, I don't want to end up, Val and I joke about this, I don't want to end up going down the California freeway in a little green Miata with a woman half my age, thinking that God's in it. Well, how do you know that? Because it happens, I know, it happens all the time. This is not some rare once-in-a-lifetime thing you're going to see. You see it often. Completely off track. Just absolutely deceived. How could that person who was a Bible teacher and who was this and God really used them for that, how did they get to that situation where their marriage is done, their lives are wrecked, their children are ruined? How did they get that way? Because it's exactly the same. Exactly what I'm saying. So let me, with the humble there's wisdom. By wisdom a house is built. And by understanding, it's established. Build your house on wisdom. Wow, that's a great invitation. By understanding, it's established. In other words, beautiful things are put in that house. Lovely ornamental things and this is nice and nice fashion, you know, nice things to, that make it look good. Decorations in it. And you established it. There's many beautiful lives. And the only reason I know their lives are beautiful because I've watched their lives. And the beauty of walking with the Lord, hand in hand, asking Him to guide them. From the time they were a little girl or a young man, and asking God, they have wisdom beyond their years. They got insights beyond their training. How did they get that smart? How did they get that wise? So young. Because of this? That's the promise. So, by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant folk art items. Oh, it doesn't say folk art, but it should. Pleasant riches. A wise man, i.e. a wise woman, is full of strength. You know, if you pray for your children and you pray over them, what a privilege, first of all, right? What a privilege. Say, Lord, I thank you for the wisdom my son will walk in. Thank you for the wisdom my daughter will walk in. They won't be deceived by the world. They won't be in error. They won't be on the side of the road. But they will be. Their walk will be enhanced, full of strength. And a man of knowledge enhances his might. You can wage, for by wise guidance, you can wage your war. And of course, he says, for the in the multitude of many, there's wisdom. So, why is this important? Because he told us that this is one of the things that we can ask for. Don't be hesitant about this. This is a royal invitation. And if you pray it today and pray it tomorrow and pray it the next day, even look this next year what it would look like. What would it look like for me? What would it look like for you? That this admonition, if anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Do that. Let that be your number one prayer. So every day, whatever else you're praying about, say, Lord, I'm just asking for your wisdom today. Make me wise. Give me understanding. And that's why if you read through Proverbs, you'll have lots of words and phrases and sentences that you can use to bring up, because it describes it in so many ways. So that's the first prayer. But there's a second one. And it's simple. It's like the first one. And here's what it's for. Petition number two, for the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. See, that's the Lord today for wisdom. And secondly, Lord, empower me. Empower me. Holy Spirit empowerment. Again, it's not something... it happens automatically. We must ask for it. It's our second petition. Holy Spirit empower. Pray like you prayed for wisdom. Pray with all your heart that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the number one. I need to have wisdom from God. And number two, I need the power of God. I tend to leak. And I need to be filled again and again and again and again. So pray with all your heart and with all your will to be filled with the Spirit. That pleases the Lord. If you then, Luke 11, if you then know, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? It's like the wisdom thing. The two things that you need to make it through life, wisdom and power, wisdom and endowment. I may not be smart enough. I know what they said. There was an evangelist one time, and they were interviewing him, and he was going on about this wonderful brother in the Lord, and the criticism was, they said, well, he's a nutcase, isn't he? He said, that guy's just stupid. And this evangelist said, well, if you think he was stupid now, you should have heard, should have seen him when I first met him. He was really stupid. In other words, the Holy Spirit, if we think somebody say, well, what do, they need this. Because regardless of your background, You can't get too much of the Holy Spirit, and you can't get too much of wisdom from above. You need it. I need it. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Acts 1, 8. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I can't say go around saying I'm Pentecostal. Who cares? Right? Who cares? It's not necessary. What is necessary is the endowment. I must be filled with the Spirit. I must be. And the scriptures, Acts chapter 6 and verse 3, talking about Stephen. Wow, wouldn't this be? I can hardly wait to meet this man. I was just taken up by it. It was really beautiful. Acts 6, 3, Stephen, full of the Spirit. Not bad for a guy waiting on tables. That's what it said he was doing. Full of the Spirit and of wisdom. Yeah, that's what I've been talking about. Acts chapter 6 and verse 5, two verses down. Stephen, full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 6, verse 8, and Stephen, full of grace and power. Dunamis, power. Ephesians 5, 18. Be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And apparently that verse really should be translated and be filled and refilled and be filled and be filled and be filled. It's not a one-time thing. Like, you know, it's an ongoing filling. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we ask for these two things. And what I've been challenging you is that why don't you put this to the test? Why don't you make this part of your this year? We're meeting with the elders. The Lord would have us full of the Spirit. But that can't just, well, that's, I mean, I'm sure elders need to be full of the Spirit, but what about all of us? What about all of us that we ask God for wisdom to do His will? And that we got the power of the Lord to accomplish what He wants us to accomplish. There's just many things. Oh, you need the power of the Lord. There's too many overwhelming things. But be filled with the Spirit. Ask for wisdom. Be aggressive about it. Don't just make it a, and Lord, if you could have your, oh God, grant me your wisdom. Don't let me crash through life. Watch over me. Help me in my decisions today, Lord. And on you go as you ask largely that your joy may be full. Your joy may be full. That you would be, when it comes to wisdom, that you would be a person that people seek out. Why? Because you carry a wisdom with you. You're not a know-it-all. This is not a know-it-all person. This is a person who's very, very reluctant to tell people what to do. They're very reluctant to give advice. But if you ask them, say, I'm not sure what to do. And they'll say, well, I'd be glad to talk to you and pray with you. Boy, if you've got any wise men and women in your life, you are really blessed. These beautiful people that it's taken a lifetime of saying yes to God. Right decision, right decision, right decision. Why? How is that? They knew, they because of their own track record, as I was trying to describe mine, that by my own makeup, I will be off track. But I won't be if I call out to God every day for wisdom and every day for power. And you know that and I know that. That's the issue. You know, you may not be the smartest person. You may not be the person that really is, you know, is impressive, but you could be. You could be. That we'd say, we've got a church full of wisdom-led and Spirit-filled people who don't trust their flesh for one second because they know what they've seen, what their flesh always does and how it always leads them, and it's always a heartache. But the other is so beautiful and so powerful. And well, enough said, enough words. So what I'd like to do, what I think we should do, what I sense we should do, is that we should just talk about it for a few minutes. I really like this part, because I hear what you were thinking, what you heard here this morning. And then maybe we'll just, we're still, oh yeah, we got time, go for coffee and come back. But then I thought maybe we should just, out in a few minutes, stand together and just, and different ones call and say, Lord, grant wisdom. Lord, grant your power. Grant your anointing on me so that we can please the Lord. Amen.